Our problems in housing are on the supply side. See, New South Wales led the way in working out how to stuff up the housing market when at the beginning of last decade they jacked up infrastructure charges to levels which took the fat out of the developers and greedy landowners. But when the Reserve Bank nipped the housing price bubble in the bud in 2003, prices fell, and so now developers couldn't make money out of housing and landowners weren't going to give away land that they'd held for 50 years, and the housing market didn't just fall, it collapsed through this decade, basically creating a huge deficiency of residential stock.
We're talking about the housing construction market. Certainly the housing market in terms of prices didn't collapse. It's, if anything, going the other way.
No, housing prices fell initially, but it's only the severe shortage of residential stock which is now pushing up both rents and prices.
So you say cut back the developer charges, but we need the infrastructure, and we have a state government in New South Wales and most state governments that are fiscally constrained. They can't afford to spend big money on developing the railways and the urban amenity that we need.
Now, I have some answers there. Firstly, it is assumed by most state governments that it's a user pays thing, and I don't think that should be the case. I think we can share the costs we have in the past of developing the housing that will feed the needs of the state and help develop the state. That's one. But more directly, the problem is to get ready quantities of reasonably priced land onto the market. And so most people think of that in terms of greenfields development, but what we need to do is to free up inner urban land where the services are already there to enable the construction of medium and high density housing close to the city centres.
So get rid of the light industrial and put in housing?
Well, absolutely. I mean, most of the industrial users want to be out on the major road systems, on land which is not constrained in size, where the residents don't want them not to come in after 6 p.m. And so let's free up the not only the inner but the middle ring industrial land, which is obsolete in the sense that it's worth more as residential land, for residential development and use the services that we already have.
Some urban consolidation in Bellevue Hill and Toorak?
Well, it doesn't need to be just there. I'm also thinking of the outer and outer areas where a lot of the industrial lives at the moment. Look, what choice do we have? So what are we going to have, this huge sprawl? Are we going to be a greater Los Angeles in Australia and cities like, well, Brisbane's already started to do that on the Gold and Sunshine Coasts. In Sydney, you know, is it going to go from Wollongong to Newcastle? That's what we would need to do if we were all going to have, you know, freestanding houses. The European model of higher density actually would work really well, and using older industrial land with decent land sizes allows us to put in really good facilities in really good living spaces. And if you make it readily available, you can keep a lid on the escalation of housing prices.
But even then, we still need improved public transport and how a government's going to pay for it. Do we actually need to raise taxation to create sustainable cities?
It's much cheaper to do infill than develop new residential on the fringes of the cities in isolated communities. And so seeing we need to do it, shouldn't we go the more cost-effective route?
How do you overcome the political constraint?
Which one?
The political constraint that residents in areas that aren't currently high density will scream blue bloody murder if you look at urban consolidation in those areas.
Well, they do now. And it's very difficult to get them to accept higher density levels. But in areas where there's a significant component of industrial and they've got B doubles going around tiny little suburban streets, actually the residents would be quite amenable to converting some of the older industrial areas to residential areas. I suspect would find a lot of community support.